If you've learned how to see a tree, you no longer want it to be merely a tree, you simply want it to be. That is seeing, that is being, that is life. In this way, you develop a tender kinship with trees, recalibrating your sense of what's real, of what's most important in your perception of the world. However, this is not what happens when you're out in nature. Your first response, your first unconscious mental habit, is to assume that by naming a tree, you acknowledge its existence. You assume that by naming a tree, you confer upon it the dignity of autonomy, affirming its belonging with the rest of the nameable world and transforming its strangeness into familiarity. But nothing could be farther from the truth. Names are mere words, and words have a tendency to obscure the true nature of their objects. This is what spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle, a man of immense wisdom and insight, explores in a portion of his book The Power of Now. What follows is Eckhart Tolle's guided tree meditation technique to relax, relieve stress, and learn how to perceive the true essence of a tree beyond labels, beyond the deadening world of mental abstractions. It's a meditation technique that, when mastered, can rekindle your ability to see trees and your fellow human beings for what they truly are. It starts with this question: